This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, July 21. Intercession, power to change lives. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 18. Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Prayer doesn't stop with making requests for ourselves. It reaches out to include others. That's why, with great intensity, Paul could say, "I urge that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people." God works through intercession, prayer for others, to do mighty things. We can pray powerfully to God for others. And when we need prayer, with others pleading our cause before the Almighty, that can be a powerful experience. Abraham's visitors informed him that Sodom and Gomorrah were about to be destroyed. Knowing that his nephew Lot was in danger there, Abraham pleaded with God to spare the city if even 50 or 40 or 30 or 20 or even 10 righteous people lived there. And God said he would spare the city if even so few righteous people were there. This episode demonstrates the powerful impact of intercessory prayer. It's as if the intercessor has one hand reaching out to a needy, broken world and the other hand reaching up to the gracious God. Intercession gives us an opportunity to partner with God in accomplishing His work. When we intercede for others, we come close to the heart of Jesus, the great intercessor. Pray with me. Father, thank you for the privilege of prayer, interceding for others so that your presence and power may fill their lives. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.